KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And now taking a look at sports, starting off with the state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. It was 3A quarterfinal action yesterday, and in the first game of the day, Davenport Assumption shut out Bondurant Farrar 5-0. Bishop Helan was a 3-2 winner over Solon in 8 innings of play. Helan had a 2-0 lead for much of that game after scoring 2 runs in the bottom of the first. Solon came back and scored 2 in the top of the 6th to eventually send the game into that extra inning. And then Bishop Helan gets the walk-off win there in the 8th inning with a 3-2 victory. Waverly Shellrock, an 8-5 winner over Carlisle. And Harlan and Boone played a back-and-forth affair in the nightcap. Boone took the lead 4-3 in the top of the 6th inning. And then it was Harlan being the benefactor of 2 hit batters and 3 walks that brought in the tying and the go-ahead run as they win it over Boone 5-4 there in the regular 7 innings as they're able to get the outs they needed in the 7th to seal that victory. So they'll move on to the semifinals, the 3A semifinals scheduled for Friday. At 11 o'clock, Waverly Shellrock will take on Harlan, and at 1:30, Davenport Assumption will face Bishop Helan Catholic. Now, the 4A quarterfinals are set for today. It'll begin at 11 o'clock this morning as West Des Moines Valley will take on Waukee. Then at 1:30, Johnston takes on Cedar Rapids Washington. At 5 o'clock this evening, North Scott will face Epworth Western Dubuque. And at 7:30 this evening, it'll be Urbandale facing Marshalltown there in the 4A quarterfinals. Also in other local sporting notes, former Creston Star running back and multi-sport star and Northwest Missouri State running back currently was injured in a crash yesterday as a collision between a car and a pickup in Ringgold County resulted in 20-year-old Chase Schultz of Creston being flown to a hospital in Des Moines by LifeLight. He was driving a 2008 Nissan Altima westbound on Highway 2 around 4:30 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car crossed the center line of the road and crashed into an eastbound 1999 Dodge Ram 3500 truck. Schultz, who was wearing his seatbelt, suffered serious injuries and was flown by LifeNet to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the pickup, 59-year-old Ivan Stolfus of Leon, was not hurt in the crash, which remains under investigation. And Creston News Advertiser reporter Larry Peterson later said that Schultz was given the okay to go home. It will just be stitches and some bumps and bruises. He'll be all right after that accident. Major League Baseball game we had for you last night. The Cardinals pulled out a 4-2 win over the Reds on Dexter Fowler's 2-run homer in the 11th inning. Austin Gomber carried a no-hitter into the 7th inning of his first Major League start one night after Daniel Ponce de Leon no-hit the Reds for 7 innings in his big league debut. Eugenio Suarez hit a game-tying homer for the second straight game, a 2-run blast in the 7th. Other National League scores, Miami beat Atlanta 9-3, Philadelphia 7-4 over the Dodgers in 16 innings. The Mets beat San Diego 6-3, Arizona 5-1 over the Cubs, and Milwaukee was a 5-4 winner over Washington in 10 innings of play. Over in the American League, Mike Moustakas and Salvador Perez homered and drove in 2 runs apiece in the Royals' 5-4 win over the Tigers. Burge Smith allowed only a 4th inning single by Nico Goodrum and left heading leading 5-0 with 1 out in the 7th before Victor Martinez blasted a 3-run homer. Other American League scores, Baltimore 7-6 over Boston, Minnesota 5-0 over Toronto. The Yankees beat Tampa Bay 4-0. Oakland was a 13-10 winner over Texas in 10 innings, and the White Sox 4-2 over the Angels. Interleague action, it was Pittsburgh beating Cleveland 9-4, Houston 8-2 over Colorado in 10 innings, and San Francisco a 4-3 win over Seattle. In the Pacific Coast League, it was Fresno beating Iowa 2-1, and Omaha beat Sacramento 6-2. Those teams play again tonight, late games in the 9 o'clock hour on the West Coast. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says he is ready for the talking to be over and the preseason practice to begin. Ferentz addressed the Big Ten Media Day in Chicago, and big things are expected from quarterback Nate Stanley. Only the second junior Ferentz has taken to Media Day.
So I think that just tells you about how far Nate came last year from being a guy that we weren't sure was going to start in August. At this time last year, we didn't know who our starter was and really had a good season. But most importantly, I think he's really gained the respect and confidence of his teammates. So it's great to have him back.
Ferentz says Stanley is also the second junior he has had be elected a captain.
He's worked extremely hard, and you know, the 2 things you can't give players are experience and confidence, and I think he's been able to certainly benefit from a year of play, and looking forward to good things from him this fall.
The biggest hole on offense is at center, where James Daniels left early for the NFL. Senior Keegan Render moved over to center during spring drills.
He looked totally natural there. So what we're not going to have is a guy of James Daniels' athleticism. You probably have to go to the NFL to find that. Those guys are rare. But we've got a player in Keegan that's, we think, not only a good football player, but also another guy that's really respected in the program. He's a very quiet leader, but a very strong leader. And that's important, I think, at that position.
Iowa's found success with a number of players who have moved to a different position in college. Senior defensive end Parker Hesse was a quarterback and linebacker as a standout at Waukon. Junior tight end Noah Fant has received plenty of preseason recognition, and Ferentz says he continues to make progress.
We've seen that continued growth this past spring. The work he did blocking, his attitude's great. Certainly he's more comfortable and more adept at what he's doing now because he's got some experience behind him. And just like everything about him, he's been a tremendous guy in our program. And again, if we're going to have a good season this year, we certainly need players like Noah to have a tremendous year. And I can't think of a reason why he won't, other than he's going to attract attention for sure.
The Hawkeyes open September 1st at home against Northern Illinois. And Iowa State will open in the 2018 Maui Jim Maui Invitational against Pac-12 foe Arizona on Monday, November 19th at 8 o'clock Central Time on ESPNU. The Cyclones will face either Gonzaga or Illinois in the second round of the tournament. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.